Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo set to undergo an MRI on his injured groin today. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Bucks stand to be without him for a while, and have already been playing without starting point guard Kevin Porter Jr. Coach Doc Rivers said he's confident others will step up.
There's always a silver lining, guys. I'm telling you, I believe that all the time. I don't know what it is. It doesn't look good right now. We got Scoot out and Giannis out. That's not great for our team. But we're going to either find somebody or find something to run that will pay dividends later. And that's the stretch that we're about to go through. We'll be ready.
Bucks will open a three-game homestand Thursday night against the 76ers. 21st-ranked basketball Badgers getting ready for their first big test of the season when they take on 10th-ranked BYU in Salt Lake City on Friday. Badgers 4-0 after a 94-69 win over Southern Illinois Edwardsville last night. Coach Greg Gard says his offense hits another level when point guard Nick Boyd is distributing and being aggressive.
I think Boyd's getting better. The dispersing of the ball was really important for him to take that step tonight and find people, and because it makes us so much better offensively when he's, because we know he can attack, we know he can get to the rim, but when he gets the ball moving and dispersing it, we go to another level offensively.
Marquette returns to the court tomorrow night. They'll host the Dayton Flyers, coming off a 7-point loss to Maryland. Packers have the day off today and start preparing tomorrow for their Sunday divisional home game against the Minnesota Vikings at Lambeau Field. Next three games for the Packers, all in the NFC North.
Obviously, the divisional games are absolutely critical, and you talk about this three-game stretch, but really all that matters is this one game. I mean, we just got to focus on what's right in front of us, and that's to try to put together the best plan to go out and play a team that I think is an extremely tough football team. I mean, shoot, they put it on us twice last year. So our guys will be motivated. They'll be ready to roll, but we got to put in the work.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.